This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, writing some quick notes here.
Yes, and we are joined by Bob Werderich, Executive Vice President of Flight Operations at Spartan Education Group, and that doesn't fit on a desk plaque.
Yeah, I need a bigger desk.
Yeah, yeah. You probably have the biggest desk in the place.
Well, usually I'm up in the air, so my desk kind of gets limited.
Oh.
They use it for parking aircraft,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah, yeah. Yep.
Okay, Spartan Education Group. It sounds like a private entity?
Yeah, so Spartan Education Group is a private entity, and Spartan Education Group is going on a mission to create a quality education program both in tech and in flight throughout the country.
Okay.
So really proud to build off the Spartan College legacy that started in 1928.
I didn't think there were that many Spartans left.
Oh, there's a lot of us Spartans out there. Let me tell you, we get around.
Yeah, yeah, you guys are everywhere.
That's a good thing, too.
Yeah, it is. I'd like to think so, too. So anyway, so Spartan Education Group, they invested and have continued to grow the Spartan Tulsa campus. Proud to have tech out in California. Proud to have tech out in Colorado. And we have and that's tech and flight in Colorado. Then obviously we all know about the flagship in Tulsa, that's Flight and Tech. Recently, about 3 years ago, expanded our horizons to Chicago. So now we're located over at DuPage Airport as well. And then just as recently as last October, we just expanded to North Texas, or just south of DF Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, just to the south in Grand
Prairie. You guys
are
doing well.
We're trying our best. We have a good response to the program, so people really like it, and I feel really lucky to be part of a growing program like this.
You know, the thing of it being is you're teaching in high traffic environments.
Exactly.
You know, Tulsa and
Dallas, not Tulsa, is quiet. Chicago
and DFW.
Chicago's a walk in the park.
Oh, I'm telling you, Dallas, nothing. Chicago, are you kidding me? We're sleeping half the time.
That's right. We don't even look up. We don't even turn the radio on.
Oh, I'm telling you. Especially when Oshkosh is on, we definitely don't turn the radio
on.
You and half the country.
Yeah.
When you say you have a tech program, are we talking A&P mechanics?
A&P mechanics.
Aerospace, everything.
Yep. So we have the business, but it's primarily the aviation maintenance program.
Okay.
Yep.
And I understand the airlines need those guys just as bad as pilots.
Everybody.
Right now.
In fact, yeah, you think about it. If there was a recession-proof career path in aviation, it's mechanics. I mean, we all know that in 08 and 10, when things got slowed down, what was the one group that was still getting hired? Mechanics.
There you go.
Every airport in America needs a good mechanic. There's not enough of them.
True. You got that right.
However, I'm going to just say, as pilots, let's be nice.
Yeah,
here.
Come on, puff your chest
okay.
up, man. Get those stripes, polish them up.
That's right.
You know, if the pilots weren't so hard on the doggone airplanes, you wouldn't need all these mechanics.
Hey, listen, I know. But, you know, it's like I tell people, sometimes when we're making omelets, we break a couple eggs.
There you go.
There it is.
What's that famous joke? You know, dead bugs on windshield,
live bugs on
back order.
There you go. Exactly. That's right.
Wow. How many people in this program? It sounds like you've got tens of thousands scattered across the
country. Well, I don't know about tens of thousands, but we're in the thousands, yes. So we're really proud of the campuses. I'm really proud of the fact that as far as is tech students active right now, we're definitely in the thousands, so that's really nice. And as far as flight students, we've recently reached a level where we're the fifth largest flight school in the United States now. And we do have, just in one campus, like in Chicago, we're approaching 600 students, so that's
sizable.
Yeah. So it's a lot of work, though. It takes a good team to make a thing like this work. So from the top down, from our CEO to we have, you know, young men and young women working their way up doing dispatch and cleaning. So you got to have everybody from top to bottom working together for the successful program.
Now, right now, what is your placement rate? It's got to be pretty high if everybody's looking.
Well, you know, actually, that's a great question. So that's the key component is, like, it's one thing to train them. And you brought up why we're at congested areas. Our whole point in both tech and flight is we want people to get real world experience. I mean, let's be honest. I'm a former airline captain. And the part that would scare me a little bit is, like, there was a couple times when I would depart out of Chicago and I'd fly over to South Bend, Indiana, in the ATP. And, and I'd have a first officer say, well, this is my first time flying IFR. And oh, my gosh. You know, it just, like, okay, prep myself there.
Yeah.
And So anyway, to go back to what we try to do is we try to get that real world experience. And so we do have, we've successfully created partnerships with Allegiant and Atlas. And so we have pathway programs. We also work with SkyWest and other regionals, Envoy, Illinois Aviation, which is out of Chicago. We're probably the second Envoy cadet program that was created after they stopped it. So we try really hard to get our people placement, but let's just right now, as of recent, the hiring has slowed down a little bit, and we are still seeing people get jobs, anything from corporate to airline, freight. We've even had people we lost three people system went for skydiving jobs, you know. So
okay,
yeah. So it's real world experience. It's about aviation. It's not just one pathway.
So you go all the way up in the multi engine turbine.
Yes, sir.
Nice.
Yes.
What airplanes do you have in your fleet?
Well, the primary trainer airplanes are the Archers. That we have brand new Archers and brand new Cessnas. So those are our two primary trainers. And then for the multi-engine, we have Seminoles, Barons, and Aztecs. So we get a nice variety of muscle to quality and glass cockpits. And then as far as evolving, then we have right seat programs where kids are flying in the Pilatus. They're flying in the CJ models, they're flying into King Air models, so they're getting right seat time in those turbine powered aircraft.
Nice. Do you have I can't help but ask this question.
All right, I
didn't. Is there a class like how to deal with unruly passengers? How to handle a car? Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, you know, wouldn't that be nice? I mean,
it would be helpful.
It would be. You know, we do have a professional development program. So on the good side, we actually do incorporate training for better communication, better organization, even one where it's how to handle your boss.
Yeah.
So if you have like a captain or a manager that you might have disagreements with, how to effectively handle and work with that person to an effective outcome.
Right, so that's cockpit resource management.
You got it, sir. Yeah. You
CRM.
Got it.
CRM.
You got it. So yeah, we do take pride in that. And so on the stories side, you know, that's when they talk to people like me, the old folks, and we have a lot of alumni that come in, and we encourage that. So because those are great, they're legit questions. You know, they happen.
Well, it's gonna it's happening more and more often. It seems.
Unfortunately, yeah,
they're being forced to deal with everything except fly the airplane.
Yeah,
so. And some of it's been pretty nasty,
too. Yeah,
Well, you know, I think that I'm going to go with the size. I think it's always been there. It's easier for us to learn about it now than it was before. I mean,
that's true.
I mean, back in the day, I remember we had a weight and balance issue, and we had this guy. He was in the front of the airplane, and we had to move him to the back of the airplane, and he did not want, because he wanted the quick exit. And we're like, no, sir, sorry, due to weight and balance, you have to move to the back of the airplane. And he made a big stink. But then when he decided he had to move, he took his briefcase and he took it upon himself to just get it high enough so he was just hitting the top of everybody's heads. Just to prove a point, you know.
Yeah, okay.
That didn't make the news today. That would have made the news.
Yeah.
He would have been thrown off the flight.
Right. He'd have been walking home.
Yeah, that was definitely pre-9/11 stuff.
Yeah. I can remember getting on a twin turbine once where some lady asked if I wanted to carry a frozen turkey. I'm like, no.
No.
Anyway.
Well, you see, I have a friend of mine who's a flight attendant for an unnamed airline, and she's noticed a lot of changes with the passengers. They can get very entitled and unruly, and this is something that needs to be taught how to handle these people. You know, preferably with a blackjack sometimes.
Yeah, well, you can't lock them in the bathroom anymore.
No, we can't do that. No. But, you know, once again, I'd like to think overall everybody's good. There's those bad apples. And then sometimes I used to do the Las Vegas run for
another airline
I used to run. And those people don't intentionally come out. You know, they don't want to be bad apples, but after too many drinks or whatever, drug that they're on to get ready to go to it, then they become issues, not because they intentionally want to. They just do it because of making a couple bad decisions. That happens too.
I talked with a flight attendant that he was a career guy, and he said, I'll do anything but a Las Vegas route.
Yeah, it gets like, interesting.
Okay.
The funny ones are the leg back. So going there, they're unruly. On the way back, they're spent. They're just sleeping the whole time.
And they're broke.
Yeah,
that too.
Mostly broke.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. You know, we have a lot of pilot friends here, and a lot of them have gone to flying cargo. So it turns out that's a pretty good gig.
It is. You know, the relationship that we have, that program that we have, is that we work with 135 cargo partners. So what happens is our graduates, they get into the Atlas Cadet Academy, they do their flight training, and then from their flight training, they'll do professional development programs. They have to participate in it. They have to do career development programs where they're actually working with like the chief pilot at Atlas, and then they go on to work for cargo companies. So they'll fly a Saab, they'll fly Caravans, they'll fly Barons, they'll fly, I mean, they fly a whole bunch of different cargo aircraft. And then they move on up and they can get a job in the right seat flying a 767 at Atlas.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big jump.
Yeah, it's a nice gig.
And they're liking it. And I'll tell you that we had a barbecue. You guys got to come next year.
Okay.
We had a barbecue. We had some pilots from Atlas there. It was neat having them talk about what they do and how they fly all over the world. It's just, their adventures are amazing. It's different. I mean, every like, there's no one shoe fits all in aviation, and that's what's neat about the Atlas program. There's so much creativity.
Well, when Amazon starts their own cargo airline,
there'll be another one.
Well, yeah. Dollar General's already got one.
Here we go.
Yep. But yeah, so those are, like, the cargo has been fun, and it's neat to hear about the creativity there.
Well, again, flying is cool.
I can't disagree.
All right. Where do we find out more about Spartan Academy?
Okay. Well, you can go to spartan.edu. You can Google Spartan College, Spartan Education Group. You can even Google Spartan Flight Academy. That's down in Texas. So we're all over the place. So okay. We'd love to have everybody and anybody at least come check us out and ask any questions that they may have. We'll answer them.
Sounds good. We have been speaking with... Wait a minute. Where is it?
It's right there.
Yeah. Bob Werderick.
That's correct.
Got it.
Werderick.
Spartan Academy. Anyway, this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.